War Dances, Sherman Alexie, My Kafka Baggage. A few years ago, after I returned from a trip to Los Angeles, I unpacked my bag and found a dead cockroach, shrouded by a dirty sock in the bottom corner. Shit, I thought, we're being invaded. And so I threw the unpacked clothes, books, shoes, and toiletries back into the suitcase, carried it out onto the driveway, and dumped the contents onto the pavement, ready to stomp on any other cockroach stowaways. But there was only one cockroach, stiff and dead. As he lay on the pavement, I leaned closer to him. His legs were curled under his body. His head was tilted at a sad angle. Sad? Yes, sad. For who is lonelier than the cockroach without his tribe? From my narration for Audible, Flagler Fish Company, by Armand Rosamilia.
So tell me about this chick who takes care of you. You never answered my question. Is she hot?
She's like my big sister, dude.
Not the question I was asking. Does she have big cans? Nice big ass? Chicks with big asses are the best.
Shut up. I am close to punching your lights out.
Eric laughed.
You can try, but I will kick your ass.
Man, you can't even stand at this point.
For you, I'll make an exception. Believe me.
From my narration for Audible, Trial and Terror, by Adam L. Pennenberg. Marsalis clamped a hand around her arm, found a pressure point, and squeezed. Summer's knees buckled. When she flailed, he gripped her tighter, and with his other hand, pushed his thumb into her clavicle until she was on her knees.
Let me tell you about mosquitoes, he said. When one attaches itself to my arm, I don't crush it. I torment it. I flex my arm, and it's trapped by its stinger. But it keeps sucking blood, gorging on it. It can't stop until... pop!
His breath was hot on her face. Summer gasped.
You're hurting me. This is true. He smiled again. I'll go to the police and tell them the man you successfully defended for rape is out to get you? I think not.